Bobby Begay steers his small boat up the Columbia River. He knows this river, and he knows the salmon. His ties to the salmon go back generations. As a member of the Yakima tribe, he comes out here to tribal fishing sites to catch salmon. It's something Indians along the Columbia River have been doing for thousands of years. He says the salmon are considered sacred food.
It's part of our livelihood. It's part of our health and our well-being.
They use the salmon to feed everyone from the tribal elders to the children. Tribal fishermen tell stories of seeing so many salmon on the Columbia River that you could walk across their backs. Those days are gone. A series of dams on the river make it hard for fish to get from the Pacific Ocean to freshwater and back again. The salmon have fallen victim to overfishing, agricultural pollution, and habitat destruction. Pacific salmon are now listed as endangered, and they face yet another threat on the Columbia River: sea lions.
Well, sea lions probably have always been in the Columbia, but not to this extent, and have done damage to the salmon populations like it has, and all that is due because of a man-made structure, which is Bonneville Dam.
Sea lion numbers have exploded along the Pacific coast, and more than 1,000 of them travel up the Columbia River looking for food. Some of them have figured out that if they gather at the base of Bonneville Dam, they can easily catch salmon that are trying to pass by. Biologists estimate that every year, sea lions eat some 13,000 salmon. This year, the federal government gave state wildlife agencies in Oregon, Washington, and Idaho the go-ahead to kill up to 85 sea lions. Begay won't really talk about whether he thinks this is right. He's torn.
Well, a sea lion is a spiritual animal, not only to us, but mostly to the coastal tribes. And we respect the animal as it is, but also the salmon is a sacred food to us as Columbia River Indians.
So Begay works to protect the salmon without killing the sea lions. He works for the Columbia River Intertribal Fish Commission. That's why he's out here on this boat. He patrols the river most days using fireworks to scare sea lions away from the salmon.
There he is, 1 o'clock, 50 yards.
Begay's crew shoots firecrackers over the sea lion.
And hopefully we'll get him into the main stem of the river and start hazing him downstream.
The hazing really is not highly effective. The animals are very quick to learn.
Robin Brown is a marine mammal researcher for the Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife. Brown says they've euthanized 7 sea lions this year. He says the decision to kill a sea lion is made after everything else has failed.
And they have to have been exposed to all the non-lethal methods of harassment that you've observed here today, and shown that is not deterring them from being here and feeding.
The Humane Society opposes killing the sea lions. It's asked the courts to put a stop to it. While this legal battle plays out, Bobby Begay will keep hazing the sea lions until the end of May. That's when the sea lions leave the dam and head back down the Columbia River to the Pacific coast to breed. For the Environment Report, I'm Sadie Babbitts.